Radar 1 TGC.
Roger, Roy.
Radar 1 PK.
Yeah, roger.
Radar 1 UD.
Roger, Roy.
ZL2 HD.
Roger, Roy.
ZL2 LS.
Roger, Roy.
ZL3 TNT.
Roger, Roy.
And ZL4 QS is there. Okay, so we now have a quorum. We have apologies from Fred and Max. Okay, item 6-2, are there any other apologies? I think we've got everyone covered. Over. Okay, so top says you can record 3-2-AMJ and Max ZL2 MAX, please, as apologies. Okay, item 6-3. Can we have a mover and a seconder for the item 6-3? Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Vaughan. Is there any discussion on that before I put the motion over? Nothing heard, so anyone wishing to vote against the confirmation of the minutes, will you please speak now? ZL2KH listening. Okay, I declare the minutes of the October 2010 meeting confirmed. Right, are there any additional agenda items? I have one, which is item 6-16C. An information paper about the ZL1 QSL Bureau. Are there any other additional agenda items? I'm listening. Nothing heard, so that's the only additional agenda item. Okay. We'll move on to action points. Action point 6-5, ZL1PK, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH.
Roger, well, it's
good that we've now had a response, finally, so we can now move forward. With regard to the letter, one of the points that we raised was that the new constitution was registered on the 10th of September with the registrar provided, and that was actually before the constitution was referred to the Big Council. This prior approval, of course, is a requirement of the constitution for any branch. I'm not sure that we need to run around shaping out the legal opinion, because the matters that are raised are simple and straightforward, in my opinion. There's two to do with the conduct of branch affairs and then the RT constitution. That a branch must have a constitution or set of rules, the terms of which are subject to the approval of the Executive Council and which must not be inconsistent with its constitution. And the other point is, it's talking about membership. The branch provides constitution. They provide separately for admission of known members, they're leaving a subscription additional to the association subscription, but must not admit to membership any members, any person who hold a New Zealand accreditation license, unless these persons are also members of the association. Now, it's true that these sections weren't complied with in the amended constitution way back in 1974, and of course in the subsequent amendments that have been made since then. But I don't agree also with the fact that the present iteration of the constitution doesn't comply with section 7 of our entity constitution. And I think this really has to be remedy. It's important that the constitution must comply with the NZRT constitution requirements. My recommendation is that we request that they do update the constitution to comply with section 7 of our NZRT one, and that they do this before February 2011. And that this action point be held over until the February meeting. I don't know whether you want to mention that, Roy, or not, but thank you, ZL2KH, ZL1PK.
Yes, well, we'll get the moment, John. Yeah, thank you, Phil, for that. I'll hear from John, ZL2HD, before I say whether I want a motion or not. If I'm reading Cupid, we'll now have a new president of the Wellington DHS group, and I don't know who that is. So we're dealing with different people, probably. Their AGM was last week. ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Roy. The matter of when the constitution was submitted to the Constitutional Society and when it submitted to NZART is totally irrelevant, and I believe the group had a legal opinion on that and a legal advice on that, though, not written opinion, and that's totally irrelevant point. The other point is, in terms of constitutions, Jerry points out many times constitutions are legal documents. They're based on a lot of history, like case, and a lot of law that's written. Jerry was advised the group on the changes that were made, and Jerry was very clear that changes, articles that were not changed, did not need to be re-approved by NZART. Now, NZART Council had this for 1 year, had not taken legal advice. The Women's Advocacy Group did take legal advice from the NZART solicitor and followed that advice. Council seems to be going against the advice of its own solicitor. They're hampering the VHF group, which is the branch of the association, from getting on with its business by making up things which they think are, council think are right, but not supported by the legal opinion of the NZART solicitor. So I believe we should hurry up. We've had advice from the president of Wellington VHF group that the legal stuff has all been done. The society can now adopt that constitution and get on with it and stop sitting in the mud and stopping people from doing the right thing. We haven't had a legal opinion. We're standing in the dark. The VHF group has had a legal opinion. They've now told us what that is. We now have to get on with it. Thank you.
ZL2HD, ZL2KH, yes, but it was not submitted to us for approval before it went to the Incorporated Society Registrar. I personally have not seen any legal opinion from Jerry, and he would have copied it to me had I been president at the time. Has any other councillor got a copy of the legal opinion from Jerry, or have you got a job that you can forward to council? ZL2HD and council.
No, I don't have it because I wasn't on the subcommittee that dealt with the constitution. If I did have it, I would have shown it to you because, as a councillor, that would have been done long ago. However, the person who could get that legal opinion was Brian Fernley. Brian got it in email from Jerry. Brian, however, has long gone. That's how long he's had this constitution. But Brian was back in the country in the last month or so. That conferred with him and checked that that was all okay, and Brian confirmed that. Now, NZART got that constitution in September last year, and it could have sent it on to ask those questions of its legal advisor back then. But to wait a year and then ask for these types of things is just ridiculous. Now, the issue you point out about the order in which things are submitted, we've had advice on that from a lawyer, and I don't believe you're correct, Roy, but you go away and get legal advice on that if council needs to. Over.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone with council that has seen that legal opinion from Jerry? Over. Nothing heard. Okay. I'll now open this up for discussion to see if we need a motion or whether we accept this or what we do. ZL2KH is listening.
ZL4, Queen Sugar.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I can hardly hear the others, Roy, but I do know that Jerry was adamant that we had to go through the right thing, and that is that the branch of the Constitution is approved by council and the proper way. So,
okay, thank you, John. Any other comments, please, that I'll take KH listening?
Is that all one you do?
Go ahead, Tony.
Could you please, I didn't hear what John ZL4QS said.
John ZL4QS said that he didn't have good copy, but he did know that Jerry was adamant that the right procedure should be followed and that it should be submitted to council first. ZL1UD, ZL2KH.
Roger that, many thanks, and yeah, that's what I would agree with too, over.
Thank you, Tony. Any further comment?
ZL1DGC.
Go ahead, Bourne.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I have to disagree with John on one or two of his points. He claims the order of submission is irrelevant. I totally disagree. I think it is clearly established by precedent that branches making changes to their constitution submit them to council before they are sent to the registrar and corporate society. So that issue remains outstanding as far as I'm concerned. Section 7 of the NZRC constitution and the fact that the constitution doesn't comply is of concern. Especially as I don't think the track record in attracting new members to the association is particularly good. John has said that he isn't privy to the email legal advice received by Brian Burnley, the president at the time the constitution was being reviewed. However, he has said that there was a subcommittee of the Wellington BHF formed to process the constitution. I would presume that someone else, other than Brian Burnley, as a member of that subcommittee, would have received that legal advice, and I suggest that we ask John if he can contact one or more members of that subcommittee and see if that email with the legal advice from the late legal advisor can find that and circulate it to council. I think it would help clarify for council the actual response received. And finally, I am curious what activities there constitution not being approved by council is preventing the group from getting on with. John has claimed that this evening. Perhaps he could elaborate on that. Thank you.
01 GGC 02 KH. Thank you, Vaughan. Yes, as I understand it, the constitutions that are amended are forwarded to council, and it is council who forwards them to the legal advisor. Is there any further comment before I put it over to ZL2HD? ZL2KH, I think. ZL2HD, ZL2KH, can you answer the point that Whitmore's made, please, John? And could you please inform me who the new president of your branch is? Over.
ZL2KH, ZL2HD. The new president is Randall, ZL2RJP. Where do we start? Okay, first of all, Vaughan made a comment there that the VHF group doesn't have an independent record track record for attracting members to NZRC. That's an absolutely crap statement, and Vaughan, I think you'd better withdraw that or be able to back it up. Now, that may be your opinion, but as the officer of NZRC Council, to say it is highly defamatory. And if you can't back it up and prove it, I think you're going to have to ask for the membership of the ATM. And I think that you actually owe the group an apology. I don't think there's anything that could suggest you should. That comment was at all true. Intimately, people with those comments is disgraceful. Secondly, the order in which things are submitted, we've talked to people about that. The Register of Society was quite happy that we were doing things in the order they were. He had read the NZRC Constitution and the VHF Constitution and checked that they were consistent and happy. So I have been informed by people. Now, the committee who worked on it were the secretary of the VHF group, Peter Ford on DK, and I don't know who else, Brian. Now, I know Brian has an email from Jerry because Brian engaged in a discussion with Jerry before the changes were made to make sure that everything was in order. You've got to remember that the changes made to the constitution are around notice of meeting, quorum at meeting, I believe. I'm not really sure about that one. But the main change that was made was how people became like members of the group. So those were the changes that were made. Nothing to do with the areas with NZRC Council inventing reasons that are wrong. Jerry, of course, looked at our constitution before it all started. I know he's been looking at it fairly recently. And when Brian was talking to him, and he didn't give any advice to Brian to make any changes. In fact, Brian said that he was told if you don't touch those things, you don't need to resubmit them. So, if you've got some legal advice, we'd like to, you know, you could turn that to the VHS group, but if you haven't got any legal advice, I believe that you should accept the legal advice that the VHS group says it has been given and go from there. Over.
At this stage, the fact that the, I'm not discussing aspersions on the VHS group, but I think you must admit that the evidence we have that you have legal advice is merely hearsay. ZO1PK, have you seen any further comment? Over.
Thanks, Roy. Well, I'm not at all happy with some of the comments made. The matters we're discussing are clear and obvious to almost anyone. I don't think that it requires special legal opinion for those two paragraphs within the conductive branch affairs. And yes, it's true, the original constitution that was submitted to us for approval after it had been, of course, registered with the corporate societies, wasn't altering those matters, but however, this area we're talking about has been, in my opinion, has been an error since 1974, and in any event, it doesn't alter whether it's wrong or not, how long it's been there. That's my feeling on it anyhow, Roy, and it would be very good to see that opinion of Jerry's. Foolish not to. And yeah, I agree with you. The legal opinion, the other legal opinions being discussed is, well, we haven't seen it, we know nothing about it. ZL2KH, ZL1TK.
ZL1TK,
ZL2KH,
okay. Thank you, Phil. Now, this action point 6R5. Is everyone on council happy that it be left as ongoing, pending the provision of the legal opinion from John 2HC, who will get it from someone in the branch who has it? I'm listening for comment. Over. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Roy. You do have the letter from the president of the One Direct District, and you apparently have chosen not to believe them, which is a bit of an insult. You have, the council has had one entire year to work with it and have not got their own legal opinion. Now, a legal opinion is something that's written, legal advice is just something that somebody gives you. Now, Brian and this, I believe, have both said that it was legal advice we were given by Jerry, not a written legal opinion. If you're correct, the written legal opinion would be on the file, we'd be able to find it, but with advice on how to proceed. So if we can get that, that would be good. If we can't get it, then I believe it is up to NZRT Council to show that the advice we've been given and have stated in a formal letter to NZRT is wrong. If you can't do that, I think Council needs to accept the Constitution and move on. Vaughan's asked, what's it holding up? Well, it's holding up NZRT meetings, it's bringing a lot of bad will between NZRT and members. People are discussing this all over the country as if the VHS group has done something wrong. In fact, the comments made by Vaughan as a councillor are examples of the types of problems which NZRT is causing for a branch which is active, bringing in new members to the hobby, new members to the society, and doing a lot of things on behalf of amateurs and society in the country and around the world. And here we have the National Association running down that branch which is active. It's just quite a disgusting situation. And Mr. Chairman, I'm still waiting for the apology from Vaughan, please.
Thank you, John. And likewise, I think you should apologise to Vaughan for some of the remarks you've just made. I think this is getting beyond the discussing the policy regarding the Constitution. It's now getting into personalities and we're deviating from the subject. I'd ask everyone to stick to the point in question, which is the Constitution of the branch. Now, the letter I've got it in front of me here, it states that Brian Fernley has stated that it was scrutinised by our constitutional lawyer. Now, is that Brian 74's constitutional lawyer, I presume? It's not named. So we're just merely hearsay from Vic Greenbank too. That a constitutional lawyer unnamed told Brian Trainley, who told Vic Greenbank, I don't necessarily think this would stand up as evidence. And I think we need to get on to the fact that due process has not been followed with the Constitution. We don't need to get on to the character of the branch or members or anything else. We just need to have this done as so that we can be seen to be following the NZART Constitution. Is there any further comments from anyone? ZL2KH, you're listening. ZL2KH to Council. If I hear an objection, we'll leave this as ongoing, pending further evidence that the advice was given. We've had this for a year, but during that period of time, around that period of time, Jerry was either very ill or had passed away, so we were not able to, because we weren't even given the Constitution, we weren't able to forward it to him even if we had been able because of his health. ZL2KH is listening for further comment.
ZL1UD.
Go ahead, Tony.
I'd like to see this deferred till February. I'm sorry, I know that February we're going to be time. We're going to, you know, we've only got one day, but I don't think that we should continue to discuss this on here, over.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, well, I would like to see it handled before we get to the February meeting, but I would like to see it just before it is ongoing, pending the substantiation of the legal opinion given to Branch 74. Has anyone got any objection to that going in the minutes, over?
That old four Queen Trotter has a comment, Roy.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Roy, I fully agree with the letter that the Wellington VHF group said that their constitution is legal. I got no problem with that. The point is that it doesn't tie in with air requirements, and that's what they need to fix up.
Thank you, John. Any further comments from anyone? Okay, Topsy, will you please mark action point 6.5 as ongoing, pending substantiation of the legal advice given to Branch 74. Thank you. Is that okay, Topsy? Over.
Yep, not a problem.
Thank you. Action point 10, ZL1TGC.
Yeah, ZL2K Action Council from ZL1TGC. Unfortunately, progressing slower than I would have liked. I had hoped to have got to their last meeting and I didn't make it due to clash with another commitment. I have spoken again with their secretary and we're going to arrange a special meeting just to resolve this. I haven't got a date for that just at the moment. It's partly complicated by the fact that I'm going to be away overseas myself this month. For about 10 days, so as soon as I can get a mutually convenient date, which I expect will be towards the end of this month, I think we can resolve this one. So that's where it's at. Over.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, so we'll mark that one as ongoing at this stage. Thank you very much. Action point 20 and 21, Fred's not here tonight, so we'll mark those both as ongoing, please. And we'll get to action point 22, ZL1TGC.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I should be able to finish this one now that the issue of unattended transmitters, etc., appears to be finally resolved. Sorry, I should probably have completed that one before tonight, but I'll have it finished for next month. The outstanding issue was the matter of unattended transmitters, and I understand from the ALO that's now resolved, and we can relax
the ministry's concern in that area is no longer, so I'll complete that later for the next month.
So thank you, Vaughan. That's good. So that one is ongoing also. That's 22, Topsy. Action points from the September Council meeting, 0101 PGC.
0101 PGC.
The Council, yes, thanks, Roy. This, of course, is also ongoing. I've had some input from other people regarding the record, and it's taking a little bit longer to sort that out. There are some personality issues involved. I don't want to go into it on air, but if we can make it ongoing, please, for one more month, I'll have it. I should be able to get it tidied up by then. There are a few people sitting on one side of the fence which differ from the opinion of the records coordinator, and it's just taking a little while to resolve that one, huh?
ZL1PGC, ZL2KA. Thank you very much, Vaughan. Okay. So, action point 01 from the September Council meeting is ongoing. Action point from the October Council meeting, 01 is complete. 02 is complete. That's turning the page over. 03 is complete. 04 is complete. 05, ZL1PGC.
Yeah, ZL2K Action Council from ZL1PGC. I have obtained verbal legal advice. Given earlier activity on the net tonight, perhaps I do need to get this in writing, which will cost a small amount of money. So the verbal legal advice is that
there is no copyright on the study guide. There is no copyright on the study guide. It is,
while ownership of it is clearly stated, there is no copyright on it. So we can take that as it stands, or if you wish, I will get that in writing, over.
Well, thank you, Paul. Is there any comment on that? Any councillor wish to make comments? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2KH.
Go ahead, John.
I read an ANZ report to the Canterbury, somewhat in the area, that Vaughan was investigating the copyright of the examination database. Is that correct?
ZL. Sorry, if I may reply. No, that's probably wrong. In ANZ note, John, it's the study guide on the NZRG website that I was establishing the copyright status of it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, that makes more sense. I just wonder why somebody would write something so wrong.
Yeah, thank you, John. Thank you, Vaughan. And ZL3PNP, comments?
No, there was a mistake on my part. I did mean it to be the study guide, and I will be correcting it in my next blurb to branches.
Thank you, Anne. Okay, now the question is, do we need that advice in writing? Is Council happy with the verbal advice from Vaughan, or does anyone think we should have it in writing, considering it will cost? Is that our 2KH listing? Go ahead, John.
Unless it's actually questioned, we don't need it in writing. It's not worth spending the money. But if we are questioned on it, we need to be able to get that and make sure we can get it. But while it's just a matter of interest, it's okay. But if we are questioned, at least save our money. The person's not going to go away, are they?
No. It's Alan Stewart from Webster Malcolm and Kilpatrick, who's our senior partner in the company, and has offered his services to us as previously reported to council. So, when I last spoke to him, he sounded to be in robust and good health, so I think we're okay there, huh?
Yeah, ZL1PGC and Council ZL2KH. Well, my opinion is that if he had said we did own the copyright. We were paid to get it in writing to prove it, but seeing we don't own the copyright, there's not much point. If anyone like to comment on that, then I'll PKH listening. Nothing heard, so we'll mark that one as complete, please, Topsy. That's 05. 06, we're back to ZR1TGC again. Over to you, boss.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I'm having a bit of, I think as I reported last month, extremely slow in responding. The original arrangement was they were going to write some words to put on our website along with a link to their website. That wasn't forthcoming, so after last council on that, I wrote some words that I thought they'd be happy with, sent it to them, and I got an acknowledgement back. And one of their office staff was reviewing it and was to come back to me. And I'm sorry, I haven't changed this in the last week. It's just agreement on a few nice words that we're going to put on our website along with their logo and the link to their webpage. So as soon as I can finalise that, it'll be out of the way, eh?
Yeah, thank you, Horn. We'll leave that as well ongoing. It's in their interest to get it done, not in ours. As long as we still get the check every month, ZR1TGC, ZR2KH.
Yeah, Roger, I would agree. It's been a bit frustrating. I gather they're a fairly lean organisation. They don't have a lot of spare time. And yes, the financial side of the arrangement is working very satisfactorily.
Yeah, thank you, Horn. Okay, so that's 06 is ongoing, top team. Okay, agenda item 656. Can we have a mover and a seconder, please?
Have our 1 year deal with a question first, Troy, over.
Oh, go ahead with the question first, Tony.
Hey, Roger, can we go back to action points number 20 and 21 from page 1? One of them is partially being handled by ZL2AJ at the moment, and the other one, I'd be willing to take both of them over and probably cancel them next month with new action points, over.
No, I'll make a ruling that we can't go back to those, or they're against ZL2AMJ, and he has to be here to handle that. He has to be here to handle that, I think, Tony. Does any other councillor have comment on that? Nothing heard, so no, I'll make the ruling that we can't go back to that, and that's they are Fred's action points at this stage until Fred relinquishes them. Tony, over. Thank you. Okay, can we have a mover and a seconder for 656, please?
ZL3TNT.
ZL4 Clean Sugar. Okay, I've got ZL4QS moving, and there was a double or a treble for the seconder. Could you come again, please, someone?
1PK.
Thank you, Noel. So that's ZL4QS, ZL1PK. Is there any discussion on that? I'll put that to the vote. Anyone wishing to vote against it, would you please speak now or forever hold your peace? Over. I declare the new members concerned. Okay, item 6-7. I have not received the budget from Evan. Has anyone received the budget? I looked last about half an hour before the net. With our 2KH listening.
No, I've not received, I think, Roy, ZR1TGC.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. Right. So we'll cross off the plus budget. We're only ratifying the payments. Can we have a mover and a seconder before we go into discussion? ZR2KH listening.
We've got a 1 year deal, mate.
Thank you, Tony. Is there a seconder?
ZR3TMT.
Thank you, Anne. Is there any discussion on the ratification of the October payments? ZL2KH listening. Okay, I'll ask the members to vote on that. Item 657. Anyone wishing to vote against it, please speak now. ZL2KX listening. Okay, they're ratified. Item 658. We will take A, B, and D at this stage. Is there any comment on those three reports, Alpha, Bravo, and Delta? ZL2KX listening. They're excellent reports. Will someone move that those three be adopted? ZL2KX listening. Thank you, Doxy. And seconded? Thank you, Phil. So moved ZL2LS, seconded ZL1PK, that's A, B, and D. B received. Anyone wishing to vote against that? I'm listening. Those three reports are received. Item 6-8C for Charlie. We have 1, 2, 3 final recommendations plus a proposal. Is someone willing to move that we adopt those final recommendations? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2KH, Peter.
Thank you, John. And seconded?
ZL1TGT.
Thank you, Vaughan. Move ZL2HD, seconded ZL1TGC, that we adopt the final recommendations of the FinTech. Any discussion on that? Anyone wishing to vote against that, please speak now. The item 6-8B is approved by Council. Item 6-9. There are three there for approval. Someone please move that those three supervisors be approved. ZL2KX listening.
ZL1UD.
Thank you, Tony. Seconder, please.
ZL1TGC.
Thank you, Vaughan. Is there any discussion on that? ZL2KH listening? I'll ask Council to vote on item 6-9, A, B, and C. Anyone wishing to vote against that, would you please speak now? Those supervisors are approved, and Topsy, could you put that down as an action point against Debbie to notify the branches concerned that they have been approved. ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH, ZL2LS, not a problem.
Thank you, Topsy, that's wonderful. Okay, item 6-10. You've all seen the emails. Is there any comment on item 6-10, ZL2KH listening? Nothing heard. Is there anyone with any ideas of what we should do about this at this stage? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1TGC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Brad has advised us of this matter. Once the meeting takes place, I expect he will report back to Council and we can consider what action, if any, is necessary from there. But at this stage, I think we treat it as information, over.
Thank you, Vaughan. Anyone else with comments? ZL2KX listening.
ZL4Fin Sugar.
Hey, go ahead, John.
You're much aware now. I fully agree with Vaughan. We should let it go ahead and we'll keep a watching brief.
Yeah, thank you very much. The meeting is a week tonight, so we'll be interested to see what happens there.
Okay, any further comment on that before we move on? Is our 2KH listening? Okay, item 6-11. There's a document there for approval. Is it our 2KH listening for comment or a motion? Over. Who was that, please?
2HD.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Roy, my email's not working. Can you give us a hint what the subject is?
The subject is the conditions of use of the NZART examination system, John. Over.
Thank you, Roy. Did I understand that you instructed Tony to write that document? Over.
There were several people in the loop on that one, and being president, I take responsibility for asking that it be done. Over.
So, is who's the author of the document? Interesting me.
ZR1UD, ZR2KH. You had a hand in it, Tony, please.
Yeah, the document was passed to me just to have a look at, and I had a look at it. Did some fishing around, pulling stuff out of it. I believe that the initial document came from Wellington, but I'm not too sure who the author was, and it came through headquarters through ZL2AJ. Now, this document still needs a lot of work as far as I'm concerned, because it repeats itself. I have spoken to Vaughan about it, and Vaughan and I have worked on it, and but it still needs a lot more work, I believe, over.
Thank you, Tony. There you are, John, ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
I'm a little bit surprised because it seems like it's a plagiarisation of somebody else's document. We haven't acknowledged where we only seem to know where it came from. We've taken someone else's document, plagiarised it in a way that seems to be against what the ministry's rules are, and now we're trying to make it our policy and push it out on the world. It seems very strange, doesn't it?
Thank you, John. Does any other councillor have comments? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2KH.
Go ahead, John.
Well, it seems very violent. But given that we don't know the origins of this document, we don't really know what it's doing, and it doesn't seem to be in line with what the PID's and the ministry's intent are, it seems a very strange thing that we would edit such a document, publish it, and then try to approve it. So I would like to move this agenda. I'd like to suggest to you that it be withdrawn until we've further investigated the history and the intent and the meaning and the implications of the document. Over.
Then I'll talk you in.
Maybe if someone could tell us what the big picture is, we could
ZL2HD, ZL2KH. Well, this actually came to me through Debbie. But Warren had got it, and he sent it to Debbie for comment, and she didn't feel qualified to comment, so she sent it to me, and I shot it on to Tony to see if he could sort of go through it, if I didn't have time. And the ALO is at present entering discussions with the ministry on there being only one examination database for every ARX in New Zealand, so that consistent standards are adhered to. And that's the background to it, ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Roy. So, that answers the question I asked. You first of all, you do know where it came from. Warren got it, and Warren gave it to Billy, which is a bit different than what Tony told us. That's interesting. I wonder who the original author was. Maybe we'll find out one day. But the point is, do we have a policy that not one person is going to take over the exam database, or do we have a policy that there should be multiple exam databases? Because we seem to be having a problem with multiple exam databases, and then we decide that we did one database. Now we're not happy with that. Now the ministry's talking about adopting one database. What happens if that's not the NZIRT database over?
I have yet to hear back from Don, the ALO, about that, but he is currently having ongoing discussions with the ministry about it, John. ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
So until we hear the outcome of that, this document is really pretty redundant, isn't it, Kevin?
No, I think it's necessary if we do go for one database with the ministry. ZL4QS, ZL2KH.
Yeah, Roy, we haven't made a decision on the number of databases, 1, 2, 3 or 10. I believe that we should wait until the ALO is available and we put it as an action point for the next meeting with maybe a follow-up when the ALO can consider it.
Yeah, thank you, John. Is there any further comment considering the two Johns and their comments that are 2KH listening?
No, 1TGC.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I see this document as becoming council policy on the way they would like to see the examination system and the question bank owned, operated and managed. It may well be that the ministry's decision finally on a single examination question bank, it may be that the ministry does not choose to go with the NZART one. We can cross that bridge at the time, but in the meantime, I think this paper represents the start on an NZART policy on this matter, and I think we need to have that paper in place to guide our thinking as and when the outcome of the discussion with the ministry is advised to us, rather.
ZL1TGC, ZL2KH, yes, I agree with that. Once the ministry says we want only one database, we want to be prepared and to have this document there. It can either be adopted or not adopted once the outcome of those discussions is known. Is there any further discussion, ZL2KH listening? Okay, so we'll put this down. Please drop the, make an ongoing action point against Tony and Vaughan to find out who started the document, what needs to be done to the document to be brought forward at some future council meeting. ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
Yep, not a problem.
Thank you very much, Dopsy. Item 6/12. This is, I think, the third application we've had for the position. Is there any comment on the letter? ZL2KH listening. ZL2KH to council. I think we'll make this and put it in with the other applications we've had, so that when we decide to finally go ahead with the reflector, we can consider all applications at the same time. probably best done at the face-to-face meeting in February. Is there any comment on that decision? Over.
And no one, PK.
So go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Roger, Roy. Yeah, I think we should. We need to discuss this, and I can't read it on the air. I think we should, however, acknowledge these two, if we haven't already done so, the receipt of their invitation meeting for their interest and et cetera. But, yeah, I think face-to-face could be the best time to finally resolve this one, over.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. So, Topsy, can you put that in as an action point? And be besides that the face-to-face meeting, but an action point against Debbie, who you think Jamie for his application, and say that it will be considered at the face-to-face meeting. ZL2LS, ZL2KH. Thank you. Okay. Item 6/13, ZL1PK.
ZL1PK, is that how I get it?
Sorry, Vaughan, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, given that there are two other applications, sorry, just back to 6/12, if I may. There are two other applications for this position. I think it would be good if Debbie could also advise the other two applicants that council will be considering the Queen's membership reflector at its February face-to-face meeting, and they will be advised after that. It just otherwise somewhat leaves them in limbo, I think. They put in an application of good faith, and apart from acknowledgement, have not heard anything. So I think it would just be good for communication to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. So, Topsy, could you make that action point against Debbie to include ZL3AI and ZL3BravoMike as well, pointing out what Vaughan has just said? Over.
Already down.
Gosh, you are so wonderful. Okay, item 6/16. Any comments, Tony, on A?
ZL3KH and Council, ZL1UD, we missed 6/13, over.
Oh, sorry, yes, we did too. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Is it 6/13, ZL1PK?
Yeah, ZL2KH, ZL1PK. You did it right. Nah. Okay, well, as you're no doubt aware of some errors reported for the 2010 corvals, and over the last week or so, I've been assisting law and has been hard at work investigating these errors. The checking, I'm afraid, is still continuing. The intention is to produce an errata sheet in the November-December break-in, and also to update the entries on the CD so that it matches, so to speak. I don't know if that makes sense or not. One question is to do with the putting the list in break-in. You're probably... I've forgotten anyhow. The questionnaire from the editor was to go in this coming break-in. So, it looks like the list, it's only about one page, by the way, the list may appear as the fourth sheet on the insert that's on the pages that contain the questionnaire. The only alternative is really to put in an additional A3 sheet, which we might be wasted because it'd only be one A4 side of it used. So the question there is just whether we're happy with that or not. One of the things that's been done, by the way, has been a proactive check has been done of all the NZRT member records to confirm that they are in fact in the call book. Regrettably, some were found not to be in the call book for various reasons. Now, in several cases of those, the call sign that was in our membership record was not actually in the RSM database. And in fact, we subsequently discovered that the members concerned had actually had a different call sign, which was in fact in the call book and in the RSM list. So that's still proceeding. Debbie has been attacking the signed key records, which seem to still be in the RSM extract.
One that we will have great trouble with is the missing secondary call sign, because there's no way of checking those if you don't know what they are. I'm afraid inevitably there will be, obviously anyone who's been told about have been checked and confirmed, but we're very reliant on people contacting us about their any entries that they know of that are in error. Lorne has got to the final checking stage, pressure is on to get it finished in time to get the CD done. The CD is actually the biggest problem, because it will take time. It has to go to Auckland for manufacture of the CDs, then back to the mail house in Christchurch. And of course, as I say, the records have to be updated on the file to go in the CD first. One other one that's certainly why we've been doing is checking is the very large number of temporary call signs that seem to be still in the MEB database. Some individuals tend to have 20 or more recorded against them. Now, that's in the RSM database. I'm not implying any kind of wrongdoing by anyone. It's just they seem to be in the database for some reason. So, only thing really is the question about the... I felt that it would be fine if the errata sheet for the call book goes on the first page of the questionnaire, which will mean that if anyone wants to put in their call book, they may well have to photocopy it and put it in. ZL2K, ZL1TK.
ZL1TK, ZL2KH. Well, I think I can solve that one, because I'll have at least two pages of copy for OTC and spam articles, and I'm prepared to leave them out of that briefing so that the spare page is necessary. So, over.
Roger. Okay, I don't know where Lord's listening, but eventually might. But in any event, I'll pass that on to him, but that's another alternative.
Yeah, as far as I know, they can't print single A4s, so it has to be printed on the A3s that fold to make the magazine. But I'll pass that one on, ZL2KH, 1DK.
Yeah, ZL1DK, ZL2KH. Okay, thank you very much. It's been a bit of a job, and I'm very grateful for what you and Lorne are doing. Is there any comments from any councillor on that, ZL2KH listening?
Yes, ZL1DK.
Go ahead, Lorne.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Yeah, thanks, Phil. And thanks also to Lorne for all the work he's put in, checking and double-checking. It's appreciated. I just had one query. There's been two email responses from the ministry with regard to the missing records, why they weren't included in the file sent to Lorne for producing call book. I just wondered if you've heard any more from the ministry. The response initially from the ministry was that they actually didn't know why those records were missing. Has anything further happened on that? I've not seen anything in the last, 10 days or so.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. I haven't seen anything either. Phil, is it a 1PK, is it a 2KH?
Yeah, Roger, Roy, and Vaughan. No, we haven't really said anything to explain the missing records in particular. There was some stuff just recently came via Debbie that I think you saw, but that was really concerning a particular complaint, as I recall. But no indication of why they disappeared off the list. Over.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
Yeah, thank you. No, okay. I think it's something we could quietly pursue, or Don, as ALO, could quietly pursue with the ministry. I think at the moment they're as puzzled as everyone else about why those records are missing, but I hope they can identify whatever bug, glitch or software hiccup caused it to ensure that it doesn't happen again. We have enough grief getting a call book together that is correct with a minimum number of entries without things like that complicating it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Vaughan. Any other comments from any councillors at L2KH listening? Well, thank you, Council, on that one. Well, and I apologise, I've been sitting here quietly sobbing, Phil, at leaving that one out. So is that our 1BK, is that our 2KH?
Okay,
thank
you, Ray.
Okay. I've been beating my forehead on the ground and all sorts of apologies. Okay, item 6R16A, is that our 1UD, any comment?
0-2KH and Council, 0-1UD. I posted this report out of their email to council, it was a very pleasant meeting. There was about 16 people there from Te Puke, Tauranga, and TEMG, Tauranga Emergency Management Group. They received me well, and it was quite a pleasant meeting to attend. One issue was raised in the report that I sent out, and that came out from the actual branch ODO meeting over.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Does any councillor have any questions for Tony on that one? Over. Thank you, Tony. Now, item 6R16B. I think we've resolved this one, ZL4QS, ZL2KH.
Yeah, ZL2KH, ZL4QS, I'm just not quite up to speed. I need to talk to you on this one, Roy, just to find a response, otherwise maybe I've missed something. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, it's about the financial issues in IARU Region 3. We've responded to Jay Oka on that one, have we not? Over.
No, well, I haven't. I certainly haven't, Roy. I need you send a paper out, but I can't seem to find it with your thoughts on it, and I haven't come across member councillors unless I'm missing some emails, Roy.
Well, thank you, John. Well, from memory, we went for Peter Lake was in the loop on this one too. We went for response B, and you were notified of that decision. Over.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen that. Okay, I will attend to that.
The
response B is
Council's
wish.
Yeah, thank you. He wanted the response fairly promptly. I think it was by the end of September or sometime. It's in that document that came out with the papers anyway. But we went for response B with a backup option of response A. Over.
Roger, Roy, yeah, no, it has been by the 31st of December.
Yeah, thank you, John. Well, I'll leave it up to you to get that one off to Jay Oka. Is there any comment from any councillor on item 6R16B? Over. Okay, item 6R16C. It's just a notification from Mary, ZL2RR, that the Suburban Amateur Radio Club is going to continue doing the ZL1 sub-bureau, and Ross Glover, ZL1DGB, is taking over the duties following the sad passing of Ian, ZL1TSB. Does any councillor have comments on that? I think it's a good offer. ZL2KH listening.
0-1-UD, I concur with that. It is a nice operator.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. It's good to see that the branch up there is continuing. Ian put his body and soul into that, and the guys up there are really ground. It's really good to see. Any further comments on any items in 6R16? Okay, item 6R17. Anyone
ZL2KH listening. ZL3TNT.
Go ahead,
Ian. Yeah, Roy, I'm going to be away from Monday the... Hang on, I've got to check the calendar. I think it's the 15th, yeah. Monday the 15th through till Friday the 19th. I'm going to be away in
There's very limited email contact in that time. Back to you, ZL2KH from ZL3TNT.
Yeah, ZL3TNT, that's in November, is it, Dan? Over.
Yeah, roger that, Roy. It's just a couple of weeks away.
From the 15th to the 19th, a couple of weeks. Have I got that right, over?
Yeah, from the 15th to the 19th, I just mentioned it was 2 weeks from now, so I'll be away about a week.
Yeah, thank you, Anne. That's good. I hope you have an enjoyable time. Anyone else? ZL2KH15. ZL1TGC.
ZL1TGC,
ZL2KH.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I will be out of the country for about 10 days from this Saturday, the 6th.
I'm going to Tonga and then on a boat variously going from Tonga to Samoa to Fiji, I think. There will be areas when I'm ashore and will be able to access emails, but otherwise I'm going to be a little bit hard to contact. So be about 10 days from the 6th of this month, over.
Some people really have a hard and arduous job, don't they? Hope the sea's calm, the sun shines, and the winds are gentle. ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
Yes, so do I, because Ron's quite a big boat and rolls badly. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, any further business on the 6x17? Right. Any items under 6x18? If anyone's got any general business, ZL2KH listening.
ZL1UD.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, just wondering if everyone's happy that I send the situation vacant to the Brayton editor, as they were sent around about 10 days ago, over.
I'm happy with it. Has anyone else got any objections? ZL2KH listening. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, sorry, Roy. One question. Should we continue with the moderator one to see if we get any more applications, or do we need to others?
Yeah, I think seeing we're not going to be deciding it till the February face-to-face meeting, one more break-in wouldn't hurt, Phil. Over.
Hey, Roger, Roy. No, I was just wondering.
Yep, that's good to get thoughts expressed. Other people don't know unless you do they? Thank you. Any further general business? Well, thank you, folks, for a good meeting and relatively good conditions on 80 metres. I'll declare the meeting closed at 21:17, and thank you all for your participation. ZL2KH is closing the meeting. Good night, all. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, good night, Roy.
Mark from Hamilton, 01UD.
Thanks, Roy, and good night. 01UD.
Good night from the City of that Rock, ZL3TNT.
Good night, all.